Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Nancy. How can I help you?
Yes, I got an alert from the bank about possible fraud. But when I started thinking about it, I thought it might have been my AT&T bill. I had to buy a new phone. And they said that the first payment would look different than what was taken out of the bank. So I guess I'm just wanting to see if this was a payment made to AT&T, because all it said was, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All it said was, trying to find now where it is. Oh, get the best electronic was the beginning of it. So that it was $39.99 taken out on July 3rd.
What's your zip code?
75035.
And what's your first and last name?
Sarah Eubanks, Eubanks.
Can you verify your address?
6012 Arlington Drive, Frisco, Texas, 75035.
Okay, give me one moment while the account load up.
I'm sorry, what?
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm showing that May the 13th, you paid the shipping and handling of $7.95 for the KitchenAid. And on June the 2nd, you were charged $39.99.
Now what? For the KitchenAid?
Mm-hmm.
Am I talking to AT&T? Okay, who am I talking to?
We're just a call center for customer service.
Okay. Well, do you have, is it $39.99? Was for who? Who was that to?
Okay, that was for the Hero Bob. It goes along with the KitchenAid.
KitchenAid
mixture.
Okay, and I didn't get a KitchenAid mixer. So evidently this was fraud. And what else was with it? The KitchenAid mixer and what else?
That's it.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
And that was on July the 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was fraud then. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.